Well, how about a real update of sorts? Earlier this week, or late last week, Monday or Friday, I can't remember, I was speaking to my dad, and he mentioned that he might move to Florida. See, before Andrew, he was working as a fire and security instructor for a Turkey Creek power plant just outside of Homestead, Florida. He basically wrote the training and safety manual while he was there, and Andrew shut the plant down for a while, which forced him to move back up to Oklahoma to find another job. He has a friend who still works there, and the power plant has been looking for a new instructor, and his friend mentioned my dad to his boss, and basically he called my dad to see if he was interested. And my dad said, sure, since he'll be making a lot more money, and he applied there and is waiting to hear back. I think he is a shoo-in because, number one, he wrote the fucking manual, and number two, he's been looking for a long time with no one qualified to do what they need to do within the state of Florida. This is going to be really cool if he gets it, because he will only be about 4 hours away from me. I can go down and visit him or visit me. And while I'm in Homestead, I might be able to go up to Miami or Key West, and I'll be having a place to stay and stuff, and I hope it really works out for him. He'll be leaving behind his mom and his girlfriend, and I suggested bringing Grandma with, but he wants to hold on to the farm, and he needs her there. I'm scared, though, because she's getting to the point where she really needs someone there to watch her at all times. Her memory's just shot, and that helps. Anyway, there was a really bad storm today around 5:30, and lightning struck really close, and I've been in a cable outage since about 5:40 to 8:20 now. And luckily, the 40-year-old version barely finished downloading, so I watched it on my DVD player. It was pretty funny, especially the Harris scene, which you see in the trailer. And now I'm watching Iron Maiden from here to eternity. I made enchiladas again today. Last night, I made the homemade enchilada sauce. It tasted a bit bitter. I think I fucked up by adding about a quarter of a red raw onion in. And I think the bitterness of the onion transformed into the flavor of the sauce. But I should have sauteed it at first to mellow it out and get the sugars going. I ended up having to mellow out my gravy with some sugar and a roux, and it turned out tasting pretty good in the end. It still kind of just didn't taste like enchilada sauce, but it tastes pretty good. It wasn't any perfection at all. I think I will know what to do next time. It should come out better next time. I've accomplished nothing what I have accomplished today. Basically just sucked around and puttered around all day, you know. But anyway, by the time I was up and ready to go to the post office, they were pretty much already closed by the time I would have gotten there. And so what I'm going to do is go tonight and get everything mailed except for my international package, and then go tomorrow before work for that. I'm also going to go get some laundry done once Maiden is done. Fuck some cable. Better come back on by 11 so I can watch Stuart. I got to know what happened in the news today. So, yeah, that's my text post that I read to you. How about that? Special, huh?